Well, he has been missing since 1988. We thought he was going to a football match, but he never returned. The police now think that he was murdered and buried in a graveyard in Cheam. They excavated the entire graveyard, found nothing, no remains of my son. So I'm still living in limbo, wondering, is Lee still alive? Has he been murdered? Will we ever find him? I just hope that somebody will see his picture on the big tweets and perhaps tell the police what happened to Lee and help bring our misery to an end. But also there are lots of other missing children that are being retweeted in this big event. So please, I'd ask everybody to look at the tweets if they have a Twitter account and retweet, share by retweeting and liking, and hopefully somebody will be reunited with their family.
A question really for either of you. I mean, what have you found to be the most effective way of getting information, of getting your public appeal out there? And presumably, with the rise of social media, that's changed since the time that Lee went missing.
Well, when Lee went missing, we were relying on the Missing People Charity, the wonderful charity who have helped us throughout these years to get to publicity. But now that there's lots of social media methods that somebody can get information out and respond if they see a photograph of a child that's missing. And Missing People is the place on to look on their Facebook page and their Twitter account, and you will see lots of appeals. Please, if you do recognise anybody, if you have any information, I would ask the public to call in and respond to those appeals.
And also I would say that for any children out there who are watching this who are missing, that our helpline is there for them 24 hours a day. So we also appeal directly to children who are missing to get in touch with us, get help, and we can help get you somewhere safe.
It's often said, and I don't know that the truth of this, I don't know the statistics, but it's often said that some children get a big public appeal, and the criticism is that it's often white children of middle-class parents. I'm just wondering, what determines how much publicity a missing child gets?
I think one of the things that we are proudest of at the charity Missing People is that we work right across the country publicising appeals for all missing children. We work really closely with every police force across our country to make sure that all the children that are missing get the publicity and the appeals out there, which is why today, a day like this, is so important with the big tweet to get appeals out there. We will be sending out an appeal every half an hour for 24 hours of children who are missing to make sure that they all get equal attention, and for any child who's missing able to call in and get help from us.
Could I just add that in 1988 when my son went missing, there was no way of getting publicity, and even the police and the media, they would say a 15-year-old boy, he can look after himself. The only chance of getting publicity was if a young girl went missing. But now, with this wonderful charity, Missing People, everybody gets a chance. Every missing person, every missing child will get some publicity through the hard work of this wonderful charity, Missing People.
And I suppose, Peter, when Lee went missing, you joined a club that really no parent ever wants to be in. I'm just wondering whether you... And other parents of missing children, your close-knit community, do support each other?
We do support each other, and there are some here behind me that are working in this campaign, and we meet each other sometimes in our choir practice, the Missing People Choir. So we do get together and we do support each other. It's great to know that we are not the only ones living with this great problem of a missing person. It's so hard to survive on their own. We all need each other's support, and we need the support of this charity, Missing People.